the Public News Service DOAA Newscast for June the 12th, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has tapped 8 new members to join the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Independent Vaccine Advisory Committee, just 2 days after he fired the previous slate. That from NBC News. They report the new members include well-known vaccine skeptics and others who have been critical of COVID vaccines or pandemic interventions like lockdowns. Kennedy, a high-profile figure in the anti-vax movement, said Wednesday on X that the members would convene June 25 for a scheduled meeting. He referred to them as highly credentialed scientists, leading public health experts, and some of America's most accomplished physicians. And as President Trump celebrates his birthday Saturday with a $45 million made-for-TV military parade in the nation's capital, organizers are expecting a big turnout for alternative No Kings programming in Grand Junction and some 1,800 other sites across Colorado and the U.S.
According to the event's website, protesters aim to spotlight growing authoritarianism within an administration that has defied courts, disappeared and deported Americans, and deployed active military personnel on U.S. soil. Indivisible Grand Junction organizer Mallory Martin says, since the moment this nation was founded, we the people don't do kings.
We have a constitutional republic, and we really want our president to follow the rule of law, to be respectful of our Constitution, and to give people the due process that they deserve.
Trump's defenders say the president is making good on campaign promises to deport immigrants, to remake government by disrupting entrenched bureaucrats branded as the deep state, and to push back against so-called activist judges. I'm Eric Galatis.
Next, abortion rights advocates in Kentucky are concerned now that the Department of Health and Human Services has revoked a policy requiring hospitals to provide abortion care in emergency situations.
Known as the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, or EMTALA, the rule offered federal protection for the procedure, particularly in Kentucky and other red states with near-total abortion bans. Kentucky State Director for Planned Parenthood Alliance Advocates Tamara Weider says stripping away that protection will be catastrophic for women in rural counties who already face barriers to care.
We know in a state like Kentucky that people have already turned up at emergency rooms because of our abortion restrictions. Doctors have been forced to wait till patients were at life-threatening situations, sepsis, hemorrhage, before they are able to provide care.
According to the National Institutes of Health, pregnancy complications are the 5th most common reason women of reproductive age visit the emergency room. Nadia Romlagan reporting.
This is Public News Service. As the Congress considers defunding the low-income home energy assistance program known as LIHEAP, advocates in Alabama are sounding the alarm.
They say rural families, seniors, and people with chronic illnesses could be hit hardest if this critical support disappears. John Dodd with Energy Alabama says the program served more than 153,000 households in the state last year alone. Many of them are home to people who are medically vulnerable or living below the poverty line.
Last year alone, in 2024, fiscal year 24, Alabama was allocated over $53 million from the LIHEAP program in just 1 year.
He says more than 70% of those households include seniors, children, or people with chronic health conditions. And in a state where rural communities already face higher poverty rates and fewer safety nets, losing LIHEAP would only make things worse. Shantia Hudson reporting.
Next, the 2025 Kids Count Data Book by the Annie E. Casey Foundation has released its findings for Minnesota. The report examines results for children in 4 categories: education, health, economic well-being, and family and community.
69% of Minnesota fourth graders are not proficient in reading, and 66% of eighth graders lack acceptable math skills. Children's Defense Fund Minnesota State Director Alicia Porter says while the state has ranked 5th nationally for the past 3 years due to the state's good investments in child well-being, there is room for improvement.
I think in the area of child poverty rates, I'd like to just highlight in Minnesota, 10% of all children live in poverty, with Black and Hispanic children experiencing disproportionately higher rates compared to white children.
Porter notes another disparity, low birth rates. The report indicates that although 7% of all babies born with low birth weight, Black babies faced significantly higher numbers compared to white babies, and children and teens death rates and obesity numbers increased. I'm Terry D. reporting.
Finally, June is Pride Month. Washington's Lavender Rights Project is celebrating with a Black Trans comedy showcase.
This is the largest fundraiser of the year for the nonprofit, which provides legal and social services for Black trans people. Angel Patterson of Lavender Rights says in the wake of increased attacks on trans rights across the country, the showcase prioritizes the community's health, safety, and joy.
We are your family, too. We are your mothers, your brothers, your sisters, your aunties, uncles, cousins, friends, bosses, coworkers. We're all paying parking tickets and taxes the same as everyone else.
He says the showcase will be on June 14th in Seattle and will feature performers from Washington and across the country, including T.S. Madison and Mix Dahlia Bell. I'm Isabel Charlet.
This is Mike Clifford from Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.